Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Welcome to the Cardinals Insider Podcast. It is, goodness, I have to think about what day it is. That's playoff baseball for you. It is Tuesday, October the 15th. Know that part, the date. Couldn't remember the day. They all just kind of start to run together. You're numbering it by games in the series rather than days of the week. I do know that today the Cardinals face a win-or-go-home situation. Dakota Hudson takes the baseball in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series here in Washington, D.C. My name is Brett McMillan, and I'm coming to you from our nation's capital today. The Cardinals, unexpectedly have fallen behind 0-3. In this series, Jack Flaherty starting last night, the Cardinals not mustering much offense, and we find ourselves here where Dakota Hudson pitches with the season on the line in game number 4. It's kind of a quick hitter today. I think that where things are pretty self-explanatory. This is Dakota's media availability from yesterday. Reporters are mic'd, so you will hear some familiar voices from across the St. Louis baseball media landscape, and also a couple of D.C. and national reporters as well. So here he is, Dakota Hudson, Game 4 starter on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Dakota, you led the league in one category this year you probably didn't expect to lead in, but how has your command improved over the year, maybe even late in the season, and how much better do you think you'll be next year in your second year as a starter?
I was just talking to Waino earlier today, and we still hopefully have however long of the season left, you know, go all the way. But I'm excited about what there is that I've learned throughout this year to kind of imply for the years to come. So I'm excited.
Other questions for Dakota? We'll in the first row to your left.
Dak, when you went into Game 4 of the division series, you knew it was going to be a do-or-die game for you guys. You don't know that yet, obviously, about tomorrow, but what do you take out of the experience of pitching in that game in a situation where your team was kind of backs against the wall, knowing that one way or another you're going to go into that game trailing in this series tomorrow?
Yeah, regardless of, you know, us being, you know, 2-1 or 3-0 or whatever, you know, whatever happens today, I think that gave me an experience to just kind of set back and even just a different approach, just kind of stay within myself. You know, I'm not going to go out there and try and do anything that's out of my skill set. I just want to give the best I have and stay within myself to where I have the best chance of success. So,
other questions for Dakota? Sorry, on the right.
Dakota, what's the hardest part about facing their lineup and on top of that, just the bench that they can throw out there against you guys?
I'm not going to give away my scouting report, but, you know, it's just it's a quality team through and through, so you got to make pitches, and you have to be able to kind of keep them off balance, so it's a very good team. Yeah, I mean, anyone can come off the bench and make a good swing and have a good at-bat, and that's a grind you got to be mentally prepared for, and you got to know everyone on their team in their lineup through and through.
Rick?
Do you think that you might have lasted a little longer the last start of the ball, hadn't hit the bag, and then the other error came up in that inning. And then also, you had a lot of time off between that start and the end of the regular season, and you're back on more proper rest now. Is that a big difference?
You know, the extra rest there kind of gave me a little bit more life, I felt like. I was in a good spot. I was attacking the zone and ahead of a lot of batters last game. So I'm just going to try and keep that going and you know, situationally, I felt like I was right where I wanted to be up until that point, and you know, just that's part of the game. As tough as it is to kind of sit there and say that, it's a part of it.
To your left, Dakota, Mel.
Dakota, what's the difference between pitching home and road? And given that you haven't pitched much here at all, what's the first thing you look at or check out once you get here to feel more comfortable?
I feel like it's different with every ballpark. It's a little bit different, but for me, I like to kind of just get a feel for it. You know, tonight I'm gonna be the second game, so I'll be able to kind of see what the atmosphere is like. You know, just kind of the vibe overall. You know, you kind of get in an area for a little bit, and you're able to kind of get a sense of what it's gonna be like. So I feel like tonight I'm gonna be able to be out there and experience that a little bit.
Do pitching mounds, they're all 60 feet 6 inches, but do they feel different compared to ballpark to ballpark?
I think it just depends. You know, I think at this level it's really hard to tell a difference because the ground crews are so good. So it's pretty much the same thing, just a different outside sources, I guess, that have impact. But I mean, if you're within yourself and within your game, then the focus level's there. It's not much else that's different.
Yeah, back to Rick.
What kind of strides do you think you made from the beginning of the year as far as dealing with left-handed hitters?
I just felt like I was able to kind of make adjustments. That was my big thing. Able to kind of see some things and learn from, you know, Yachty. I picked his ear and Weeder stood in on some bullpens just to kind of see what my stuff does to be able to kind of get certain results. So that's what I've learned and kind of where I've been sitting in.
Should the Cardinals win today and force a Game 5 and maybe even bring the series back to St. Louis this coming weekend, you can get all of the details you need to know and also inquire about tickets at cardinals.com, your home for all things Redbird postseason. Also want to remind you that even though our TV show, Cardinals Insider, is over, we have been covering this postseason run extensively on the Cardinals social media feeds and also on the club's YouTube channel. There's a playlist there. If you go to the site, it's youtube.com/cardinals if you want to punch in the URL, or you can just search St. Louis Cardinals in YouTube. It'll take you to our channel, and there is preview sound from most games. There are recap videos, and there are also some other fun features on there. Some of them are short, some of them are long. Whatever you're kind of looking for content-wise, it is there. Again, youtube.com/cardinals. We'll be there the rest of the day and hopefully much longer in this series and maybe even into the next round. Mike Schilt saying last night, there is no concession speech, putting it in D.C. terms. So hopefully Dakota Hudson sparks something tonight. The Cardinal bats show up in a big way, and we will be headed off to game number 5. For Dakota Hudson, my name is Brett McMillan. Thanks for joining us. I'll talk to you at least one more time on a weekly basis this season, hopefully more than that, but at least one more time. Until then, we'll talk to you next time on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.